Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The fitness industry has been seriously impacted by lockdown restrictions over the summer months, with people changing the way they exercise. Gyms and studios have had to adapt to a new way of working, with increased demands for online and outdoor classes. Now, with the new five-level plan announced this week and further restrictions looming after getting over the first hurdle, could they be back to square one in a matter of days? Well, it does look as though gyms will get to stay open, but for individual training only. So I'm joined now by former Mayo GAA player and owner of the Movement Gym in Castlebar, Andy Moran, who's on the line. Suzanne O'Sullivan from My Body Yoga is with me in the studio, along with Eamon Boylan, who's owner of Ronan CrossFit in Fairview here in Dublin. You're all very welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Suzanne, you've had the toughest time of late. You've had to make a really hard decision.
Well, I've had to make a hard decision, but you know what? I think everyone right now is going through a really tough time. Yeah, it was devastating. On Monday, I had to announce that I was closing my beautiful location on the sea in Dunleary that I've had for 11 years. So, you know, and, you know, it's been devastating for me. It's been devastating for my family, devastating for my team of absolutely amazing teachers that I have collected.
Your yoga studio. So you came out of the lockdown period and you could reopen, but it just wasn't viable. Is that why you took that decision?
Yeah, so I came out of lockdown, and lockdown, you know, like that's a whole other story. But as soon as I opened in July, when the government was like, okay, you can now reopen, I reopened. And as soon as I reopened, it was really evident to me that this was going to be a hell of a ride. People were so fearful to come back. They're so afraid to go into a space after being, you know, in their homes for so long, not going out, not doing anything. The fear of going somewhere and getting something where they don't know, you know, who's there, who has been there, even though all of that you'd come into the studio and the protocols we had. I mean, we just, like, during lockdown, we completely renovated the studio. We made it COVID friendly. But, like, sometimes the complete, even making places really friendly and, you know, for COVID and accessible and super clean, people are so fearful.
Okay. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But Andy, can I bring you in here? Because I know you've had to implement lots of different regimes in order to get people back to your businesses as well. But when you hear what's happening in Dublin and what might be happening overnight, looking at some restaurants and bars closing, all restaurants and bars by the sounds of things, they'll be open for takeaway only. Does that send a shiver down your spine?
I think it does, Claire. Thanks for having me on. I think it does. It's like when you look at where the cases are coming from, and like they're all house cases. Well, the majority of them are house cases. I think over 1,500 of them are house cases. You have to wonder what's the rationale behind someone who's done something really well in Dublin at this case. There could be any of us in the next couple of weeks who's done something really well, like a restaurant, a bar, and the service they're providing and the social aspect they're providing, and now all of a sudden, through no fault of their own, really, what you can see from the figures, very little is coming out of the restaurant. And then all of a sudden their business is closed after really being a really good, I suppose, person, a really good business owner, and being really responsible business owner, and all of a sudden now your business could be closed again.
Yeah, and if I could just say to you, Eamon, could you just sit in closer to your mic there so that we can hear you better? Andy, How many changes, how different is your business now in comparison to what it was?
So we have two kind of different sorts of business. We've got the small little gym boutique where we run our classes, which is much different, where we could have got 40 or 50 people into a 6,000 square foot unit. And now we're down to 18. And then in our other, we have a public-private partnership with Mayo County Council here. And we used to be, it used to be just ongoing from 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night. People come and go. Now you have to book in our staff. Then we close, basically close down the gym and pool for half an hour, clean everything down, it takes more staff than book in for the next hour, and then it just keeps going like that. So our turnover will be down a lot, and then our costing for our part-time staff and TAL staff to make sure that the procedures are put in place is gone way up. So it's changed a lot in terms of the way we flow it, but it's also changed the amount of staff we need and the amount of hours it takes.
Eamon, I'm sure you're going through the same procedures. I mean, it must be exhausting for a start for the staff to have to do that every time.
It is indeed. I mean, it adds that extra bit of pressure throughout, and it has done since the start when we got back into it. But we're managing quite well, and, you know, I feel positive in some ways. You know, with the new restrictions, obviously there's going to be a little bit of a shift. There's a lot of interpretation to the guidelines.
So what available. Are you being told now that might happen tonight exactly? No group classes.
Yeah, individual training only.
Right.
So this is where interpretation comes into it again. You know, across the board in fitness, when this happens, the Facebook groups will blow up and people will be looking, saying, you know, what does that mean for us? How can we fall into this bracket exactly? So for us, individual training could mean they're not doing boxing, they're not holding pads, they're not in groups together, they're not dancing as partners, they're not doing anything like that. They're in individual training bays in a 3,000 square foot with a lot of distance in between them. Their equipment is locked in place. They come in a one-way system. They're directed where to go. They do not leave unless they have to, for very quickly and straight back in, and then they exit in the same way. So individual.
Did you experience the same thing that Suzanne did, where people were just afraid to come back?
I actually didn't. No, I mean, I came across very minimal fear. I've been communicating really hard all the way through from the initial lockdown period and our membership group, which would be relatively small compared to a large commercial gym type of thing. We're confident. They were confident with how early we closed. They were confident with how, when we got back, how we managed things. And yeah, really, we've seen confidence all the way through.
You know? What about you, Andy? I mean, did you experience that fear factor amongst your people?
No, I think when people come in, we offered for people to come up individually once we opened, to come up and view how we're going to run the studios. And we'd have very similar team in there. We'd have people in their own little zone. You're not allowed to come into it. You're not allowed to come in and out. You enter one way, you exit the next way. And then the kind of cleaning protocols that are put in place. But again, I'm in a very good situation where I'm from Mayo. My facility, my rent would be a lot cheaper. My cost of employees is probably a lot cheaper as well. Where the likes of Suzanne there and Eamon probably are paying a lot higher rates than me. So in terms of, I can manage, and I'm one of the lucky ones, but you know, I can see what the problem is in Dublin. If numbers are down and turnover is down, then you fall into problem.
Yeah, and the supports just weren't there. And I know that the yoga industry came together as a group, Suzanne, and were seeking additional supports, like the reduction of the VAT rate.
Yes, zero. We were looking for 0% VAT to get back on the mat, is what they were looking for. And, you know, we were literally just like shut down, you know, when we sent any letters to any of the TDs about it. And, you know, we're still trying. They definitely are still trying, because the yoga community really needs to be supported right now. It's something. The whole country is in complete shock of everything that has been happening over the last, you know, 6-7 months. And there's people really need to be able to go to places to move their bodies, so they don't have to talk about the stress, whether they can go to my yoga studio or go to CrossFit studios, go to gyms. They need to be able to go to places. And we, you know, the government are helping, but that is, it's definitely a big killer for businesses.
What's the outlook for you now? I mean, I know you made that decision. It's very hard because it's so recent. It's only this week. But do you have a little plan in mind that maybe could take you back?
Yes, I do. Well, I definitely have a community that are all crying out for me to get back. And they've all been so supportive through all of this, being online with us. I plan on taking a rest because I need to pause and decompress of what's happened over the last few months. And then I plan on offering all of my classes and my trainings back on online platform again. Being in Dunleary and having a studio space and paying for all of that over the next few years just does not measure up. I will not go back into a studio space right now until there's a lot more calmness in our political environment. I do also hope to offer day retreats, maybe down in Wicklow. You know, people can kind of get out of the city. you still offering to my clients that are in Dublin. You know, they've been stressed out working all week, and then they come down to Wicklow and they have a really nice place to go and just like.
So there is a way forward.
There definitely is a way forward. Yes.
And Eamon, you're probably going to be dealing with these changes now once you find out later today what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like, I'm in contact with a lot of my colleagues around the country who are also working really hard to keep the standards and to exceed the standards. And again, we're just discussing interpretation. You know, Ireland Active have been doing a great job of, when these guidelines come out, they will go on, seek the clarity, and then get back to the industry through the Facebook groups, emails and that type of thing.
It sounds like you need more guidance from public health as to what you should be doing and shouldn't be doing. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, in some ways, but also in some ways we perhaps think maybe there's room to actually stand over your own service. So if you could say, no, I can do this, I can do individual training bays, I can stand over this comfortably, and I can sleep at night, then you can run your business well, and that's it, you know.
That's, I suppose, what the restaurant and bars are telling us today as well, that they feel that they can stand over their business as well. Andy, are you happy with the level of guidance that you're getting from public health?
The big thing about public health is we're in an industry, particularly the guys there in Dublin, who fight cardiovascular, help with your lung capacity, fight obesity, and we've a disease that's kind of hitting all them kind of things. And on top of that, we provide a service in small communities, either in Dublin or around Ireland, where we help out in the mental health issues that's hitting the country. So we're a social being, we're social people, we like going in and meeting. So yes, we help out with the physical side of it, but with your head side of it, to get out, to meet people. And for me, closing down kids' sports, closing down gyms, making it one-on-ones and all that goes against everything we're trying to promote in the other side of the health industry, you know?
All right, we're going to leave it there. Thank you all very much indeed for talking to us. Andy Moran, Suzanne O'Sullivan and Eamon Boylan. Good to talk to you. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.